The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In Kapalooey. Super great price.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Earth proteins and vitamins. Health foods, organic grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price. The best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you, so listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and very grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well, which really says it, at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. That is our mission, that you are alive and well. We are Fanatic Organics there. Wonderful products, a great array, protein powders, nutrition combinations, vitamins and minerals, terrific sources, free of contaminants, an array of every kind of wonderful thing. And it's all
and
there.
And water. We got water.
And the vortex water.
Whoa,
the vortex water.
Whoa. You know what a vortex is?
You know, I do know what a vortex is.
Do you know?
You give me a vortex every day, a spin.
Really?
Just being with you is a spin and oxygenation. But you can tell us about that.
Well, you just said it, honey. I'm spinning around. Water, spinning water is much, much healthier for you and active, and hydrogen and oxygen, that makes water. It's much more active and volatile and alive giving when it's spinning, spinning, spinning.
And that's all we use at Alive and Well, and that's what we give for you to take home. Go ahead.
Well, thank you.
Could I? Sorry.
I appreciate the little editorial sidebar.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay. So, but that's what we serve at Alive and Well. In the broth cafe, the broth is made with the vortex water. The water served is the vortex water. It's phenomenal because it gives you the very electromagnetic magic of water.
That's right, and has been proven, and they give you all the basis of it to strengthen your immune system, to be energizing, to have structure to the water, detoxification, cell availability, and all, just in every conceivable way. And the doctor that originally understood this dramatic hydrogenation was 1938, Dr. Otto Warburg, the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. That was quite a huge,
Otto
amazing.
Really stepped
that
forward
Otto
on that
really
one.
He knew what to do about
for
that
sure.
Vortex, and that's what's used even in all the food preparations. And I really always have to stress the fact that the broth is really broad spectrum. It includes many different wondrous things. When you think sometimes you think of a broth, you just think of it as a clear soup. Way beyond that, broth is all the different our local organic vegetables every day, and we're very grateful to the local organic Maui farmers. Every day, those organic vegetables are brought in, and we have the high concentration juices there, only served in glass, of all these wonderful vegetables, etc. And also, these are the vegetables that are used that in the broth cafe for all the multitudinous dishes. And whatever your choice may be in a certain area, if you're vegan, if you're vegetarian, if you want to have wild fish, or you want to have organic chicken, organic meat, all organic and all there for you at the broth cafe. You can make that choice. We have those there for you. Magnificent salads,
and that's
too.
All we have there for you.
That's right.
Okay.
Magnificent, and in lovely air conditioning, marble table, it's all there. And don't forget those, you know, just repeatedly, this wonderful lady who'd been through quite a bit said, I can't tell you what the juices and what those magnificent smoothies do for me every single day. Mm-hmm. I have energy and life, and I feel detoxification and everything. So she gets that because all of those smoothies and juices are made every single day for you fresh.
And if you want to grab something to go,
yes,
we have them already bottled. the organic juices bottled in a separate refrigerator.
That's right.
At your beck and whim, whatever you so desire. It's there for you. It's organic.
Yes.
Okay? And it's concentrated. It's not diluted with other things.
No.
It's pure organic stuff. And when you want to come in on Wednesday morning, you want to sample which one to get? You want to, what's the best juice for me? Well, come in and taste two or three or four different samples of the organic juices. And while you're there, you can talk with this wonderful lady who's dispensing the juices.
That's right.
And you can say, I'm interested in doing a juice cleanse. I'm interested in doing a organic juice rejuvenation program. How do I do that? Well, she's just the lady to ask.
Yes, Nora is our juice director.
Nora.
Yeah, and she gives you every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. every single Wednesday. You can get all these free, generously, beautifully offered to you of all the nourishing organic juices on all the organic smoothies full of organic ingredients to give you energy to get through the day, but also to change your life. And their taste buds are really, they're there all around for you to come in and drink them and enjoy every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's terrific, right?
Just ask Nora, how do I do this? How do I get juiced?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
You know, let's start by saying Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off doctor's area. We love to share information. And again, we even do that freely at Alive and Well. If you love to make an appointment so that we're not with somebody else or doing something else, you can call that 877-4950. Sit comfortably with Dennis or with Mona, whatever your choice. And you're not going to have to, there's no charge whatsoever or obligation, but it's great to share the information of what holistically minded or even non-holistically minded doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials.
And the information goes back years.
That's right.
And years, not just the latest, but the latest is good, but it goes back years and years. All this information has been available at hand for God knows how many. We've been in the business for 60 years. So before we ever got into it, the whole idea is to provide your body the raw materials it needs to create cellular new generation life.
And
that's it.
Yes. And you know, I have to, when I think of that, I again, as our background with actors, applause. Well, I have dramatic and wondrous applause for the Orthomolecular Medicine News Service, top doctors around the world, top doctors, what they have learned. And what one of the main things, and here's David Smith, deputy head of the University of Oxford's Medical Science Division, and all these different doctors are quoted here. And one of the main things that they're saying here is how to prevent. They called it Alzheimer's prevention. So this is how to prevent Alzheimer's and dementia. And the
which
doctors
is on the rise.
That's
dramatically.
Right, dramatically.
Okay.
And you know, this is quotes from these doctors. World experts. And this is what they say. It's possible to prevent 80% of dementia, say the doctors, if all known risk factors, including homocysteine-lowering B vitamins and super pure omega-3 found in wild oily fish, says the leading prevention expert. And, quote, with no clinically effective drugs, says the doctor, and all of that, you have to be on making diet and lifestyle changes that reduce the risk of developing dementia. And says that Dr. David Smith, deputy head, University of Oxford's Medical Science. And his research has shown 73% less brain shrinkage in those given high B vitamin supplements and high omega-3 fish oils from wild fish.
Did you hear what you just said?
Isn't that amazing?
High
B vitamins.
High levels of omega-3 fish
right,
oil.
Right, right. You're
not
absolutely
not the 1.3 recommended
that's
daily
right.
allowance.
No,
don't
just
take
like
any more than this because it may be toxic,
scare
you to death about vitamins. No, folks, when you look at a vitamin label, you see on the side panel, it gives you a list of the vitamins contained in this serving. And then it's several dots to the right. It gives you the number of milligrams. And then it says a dot. And then it says percent of daily value.
Right.
Recommended daily allowance. Okay? And it's 1.1 milligrams.
Yes, nothing.
1.1 milligrams.
A speck of dust.
Don't get too much. Or
unreal.
0.3 milligrams. Okay. Folks, the recommended daily allowance, which the government says you're allowed to take, is a renaming, a retitling of the minimum daily requirement.
Unreal.
What is the minimum daily requirement? Just enough to keep you standing and breathing.
Do I want a minimum brain? Or do I want a maximally functional brain?
Do you,
huh?
Do you operate, do you function at any level of minimum during the day? Do you give your very minimum to whatever task is at hand? Or do you give the optimum level of energy and concentration and performance, or the maximal?
Yes.
Well, that your body needs the nutrients to get the job done. That's
and
all.
Dr. Josh Miller, professor of nutritional science at Rutgers University, New Jersey, says we would prevent a significant percentage of dementia cases if all known nutrition-related risk factors were targeted. And he was talking about the B vitamins, the super pure fish oils, and all of these. And these members of all medical expert group, 30 world-leading brain health experts, came together and were actually saying this. And what they quoted, and this I want you to comment on, Den, is that watch the sugar intake. Fructose high in fruit juice and hidden in many processed foods is a primary driver of Alzheimer's, they say. If you want to prevent Alzheimer's, stop eating the sugar, says Dr. Robert Lustig, emeritus professor of pediatrics from the University of California, Harvard-trained psychiatrist. Dr. Georgia Eady also recommends cutting out the carbs. And this is her quote. Alzheimer's is sometimes called type 3 diabetes because 80% of cases show insulin resistance, which makes it difficult for the brain to function.
It's type 3 diabetes, okay? Right. Type 3 diabetes is located between your ears in a little organ called the brain. And when the diabetes, type 3 diabetes is affecting you, it's burning up, putting on fire the cells in your brain. How is that possible? Because sugar creates inflammation.
That's exactly right.
And when you consider this, how big is a human cell? You can't see it. You can't see a human cell unless it's under a microscope. It's invisible. It's not as big as a speck of dust. But sugar, high levels of sugar in your bloodstream, burn up, create inflammation, and destroy that little cell. Well, destroy enough of those little cells, and you have
That's right. And you know that diabetes was actually, I mean, Alzheimer's was actually called diabetes of the brain. The brain caramelizes.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I was really... this really bothers me a lot. I get very emotional. I'm there alone. But, you know, sometimes I'm flipping a TV channel if I'm there. Sometimes I want to learn a little bit about cooking and all. And there they were showing all these cooking people on TV showing you, we have to caramelize the sugar, showing you all this sugar and all these candies and making a mix that was, you know, this caramel.
Exactly what
happens
in your brain.
And that's what they said is Alzheimer's is caramelization, a sugar caramelization of the brain. And they say the blindness is caused the same thing, and even European doctors agreed. When the retinas of the eyes get caramelized by the sugar, you lose your eyesight and your brain.
And why is it more diabetics go blind than anybody else? Why is it more diabetics have dementia than anybody else? Why is it diabetics have more amputations of toes and feet and legs than anybody else? Because their blood has become caramelized. The cells have become inflamed. They burn up and they die. And when your eyes die, you die.
That's right. And you know, the New York Times top author and neurologist, that's a nerve specialist medical doctor, okay? Dr. David Perlmutter points out, quote, by virtue of the simple lifestyle choices we make on a daily basis, we are the architects of our brain's destiny.
Did you repeat that one more time?
Okay. But this is a quote, a very famous neurologist, Dr. David Perlmutter, points out, quote, by virtue of the simple lifestyle choices we make on a daily basis, we are the architects of our brain's destiny. This is true empowerment, quote.
You are in control. you're in control of your brain. If your brain can remind you not to eat so much sugar. Don't add sugar to anything. If you want some sweet, have an apple, have a pear, have a banana. Have some berries, have some strawberries, some blueberries, some blackberries, but not an awful lot, okay? The idea is you can use a little sugar. Your body needs a little sugar from fruit, from food, not added sugar to anything.
No, and you know, this is a big time thing that just came out, and this is all medical studies comprised. And here it says, a study conducted by researchers from the University of Southern California, this just happened, found that consuming junk food during adolescence leads to long-term memory impairment in adulthood.
Have you ever wondered why I'm a little slow?
No. Because you don't move your feet.
No.
You don't dance.
Nothing to do with dancing.
Don't keep setting me up for this. You know what I'm going to say.
No. What I'm saying is that when I was a kid, I ate 90% of everything I ate was candy, sugar, Cokes.
That was life in those days.
Anything.
We have to learn.
All kinds of goodies my grandmother made for me, all the sweets.
Blame grandma.
Yeah.
Okay.
So blame it on my grandma. But
now we have to, you have to rise up again, okay? So here is this study conducted by the researchers, okay? That the consuming junk food during adolescence leads to long-term memory impairment in adulthood. The neurotransmitter acetylcholine plays a role, as it is crucial to memory as well as other brain functions like attention and learning. Consuming junk food increases your child's risk of depression, obesity, and inflammatory conditions like eczema, rhinitis, inflammation of the sinuses, and severe asthma.
Asthma. How about a severe lung condition that I lived with for 25 years?
So did I. Okay. I was a life and death asthmatic every single week and allergic, going to the doctors every single week. And the experts say, this is quoted by the clinical trials, adults should set an example for children and encourage them to shift to organic, healthier food choices. But this can be difficult since junk food has been designed to be addictive.
Well, and junk food is so synthetic. It's synthetic flavoring.
It's
synthetic texturizing components. It's synthetic coloring. It is synthetic, synthetic, synthetic. And what are the synthetics made of? Sugars and flour products and make-believe stuff, which isn't food, has no food value, but it looks nice, it tastes nice, and it's got to be good for you, because if it wasn't good for you, the FDA would take it off the market, right? Right.
That's right. And you know, would you read just this and give it back to me? This is a junk food diet rewires your brain and makes you, quote, stupid. So would you read this
right
there?
Why are you giving me this to read?
I want you to read it so you feel...
Because I'm a little bit slow.
Junky? No, you're not.
Stupid.
No, okay. You're smart as anything.
All right, a junk food diet rewires your brain and makes you stupid. This is word for word as a doctor wrote it, folks, from the Journal of Psychology. This isn't the first study that showed negative effects of junk food diet on your brain. A 2012 study published in the Journal of Psychology found that just 6 weeks of bringing on sweets and sweetened beverages could slow the brain function, slow the memory, and slow the learning capability. To put it simply, it makes you stupid, they said.
They say that was the quote. I wanted to be sure that, you know, that now that's a quote from what they said. It makes you stupid.
And in the original article, there was a quote on each side of the word stupid.
That's right.
Directly from the doctor. In a UCLA article, Fernando Gomez Pinela, a professor of neurosurgery at the David Geffen School of Medicine and one of the study's authors, said, quote, our findings illustrate that what you eat affects how you think. What a clever guy.
Really?
Okay. Going on, he says, eating a high fructose diet alters your brain's ability to learn and remember information. Unquote. A 2023 study published in Cell Metabolism also revealed that junk foods like chips cause the brain to rewire itself and subconsciously learn to opt for foods that are loaded with toxic fats and sugars.
And you, like you have said, it's not the good fats, it's the toxic, like, you know, safflower, corn, soy, all of those other...
All inflammatory.
The inflammatory, and especially that deep fat fried thing that they do all the time,
right,
showing you on television, deep fat fried.
And using the same oil for months at a time.
Oh, horrible.
Okay?
And instead of, you know, sautéing in organic olive oil, cold pressed, certified organic, non-heated, the whole thing, or a little coconut oil, or a little a grass-fed organic butter, no hormones. Okay? That type of thing, which are good for you.
Absolutely.
Versus the terrible other thing.
The doctor goes on to say, considering that adolescence is a very sensitive time for a child's development brain, these findings should be a cause for concern. Scott Konotsky, a professor of biological sciences at the University of Southern California, Dornsife College of Letters and Arts and Sciences, and co-author of the study, said, quote, "What we see not just in this paper, but in some of the other recent works, is that if these rats grew up on this junk food diet, they have the same memory."
Yes, that's right.
Same have... Shall I read this?
Yes, go right ahead, dear.
"Have the same memory impairments that just don't go away." I don't know how to say this without sounding like gloom and doom, but unfortunately, some things that may be more easily reversible during adulthood are less reversible when they are occurring during childhood.
That's absolutely right.
And that's where eating habits are established.
That's exactly how and he goes into even the fact, and the specialists go into about how depression is also a major thing. And depression among teens, they say, has increased 30% in the last 10 years. And junk food, fast food, and all of those things they consider to be the major contributor to doing that. And they talk about how junk food manufacturers make it addictive because they show all of these things. Instead of showing organic foods whose taste and consistency are made by nature and designed to satiate hunger and address your nutritional cravings, this food is the bad foods are aggressively marketed to children. And they tell you how they do that, okay? And all the different ways. They give you all these different things. And a review of studies published by the Australian Physicians Obesity Evidence Hub illustrates the pervasive nature of junk food marketing. And it talks about how often the children watch it, especially on children's channels.
Of course.
I mean,
children's
they published in Obesity Reviews Journal, junk food increases after exposure to these ads and the junk food diet. Okay. Can you read this thing to the end here? Okay.
All right.
About the childhood experiences.
Here we go again, folks. Word for word, as the doctor wrote it. Childhood obesity is one of the most common effects of junk food diet. From 2017, from 2017 to 2020, nearly 20% of children and teens in the 2 to 19-year-olds in the U.S. were considered obese. 20%? One out of five is obese?
Rising.
That's approximately 14.7 million U.S. children, adolescents. This is alarming as childhood obesity increases the risk of metabolic and cardiovascular diseases. Holy moly.
Unreal.
Another medical study also found that eating fast food 3 or more times per week can increase your child's risk of inflammatory conditions like eczema and rhinitis and severe asthma.
Yeah, just as they said, and here's the studies keep supporting that. All of the thinking, I'm just allergic or sensitive. You're allergic, or the child is allergic or sensitive to the foods that are being consumed.
And all the synthetic
and autoimmune
chemicals.
Illnesses that
right.
are created by them.
Consuming junk food, the doctor said, has also been associated with poor performance at school. Children who eat more fast food progress slower academically with lower test scores in children who ate the most fast food compared to those who ate the least.
Isn't okay. that so? There is all the shocking news, and they go on and on about how terrible these junk foods are, and yet they're promoted all the time, especially on channels that children watch. They were talking about how that is, you know, being focused.
But
and
there's something, let me just interject.
Yes, go right ahead.
There's something else that's really all pervasive in our society, and that is we've become, as a society, we've become drug dependent. If something is a little off, we take a drug. The drug can reduce the symptoms, but it doesn't address the underlying problem.
And it has many serious side effects, every single one of them.
And you're conditioned to think that you've got to take, if you're not well, you've got to take another drug. Folks, your body's designed to create health. It's designed to eat good, nutritious stuff here on Earth and utilize the nutrients that are combined or found in that stuff, whatever that food is, to create new cellular life in your body. New brains and new eyes and new muscles and new heart and new, all of it, okay? But eating chemicals doesn't fill the bill. Eating chemicals reduces symptoms, but never creates life.
Never creates life. That's well said, Den. And, you know, so putting the kids aside for a minute, I don't mean to put the kids aside. I'm not in any way minimizing them.
You want me to babysit for the kids for a while?
But I'm going to read. You can babysit, and I'm going to talk about male fertility. Is that okay?
Wow.
You want me? I'm going to talk about it.
All right.
Okay, I'm taking stage on this one, okay?
The big mama's going to tell
That's
us
right.
about the
okay.
guys.
Yeah. See, I'm taking stage on this one, okay? And here's a big-time study just done and reported.
Mate. Let me hear.
Study reveals that microplastics are a severe threat on male fertility.
Mm-hmm. What's a microplastic?
We're going to get into that right now.
Okay.
A recent study led by medical specialist Matthew Campen at the University of New Mexico has uncovered a concerning reality. Human testicles contain three times more microplastics, that's 300% more, than previously thought, surpassing the levels found in animal testes and human placentas. These plastic shards pose significant risks to male fertility and reproductive health, increasing the likelihood of cancers, especially testicular cancer, cancer of the testes.
Right.
The study unveils a surprising trend as microplastic levels peak, that goes way up, during men's prime reproductive years from ages 20 to 45, and before gradually declining after age 55, with plastic exposure showing no signs of slowing down, say the specialist. Proactive measures are essential, they say, to mitigate the potential risks posed by these harmful pollutants.
What's a proactive?
And they say Dr. Campen emphasized it, quote, "It really puts in perspective of what we're putting in our own bodies," end quote, by the doctor and reported in U.S. News. May 22nd.
And where do we get those plastic particles?
All kinds of foods and containers and all
and
kinds
plastic
of process
wrap.
And
wrap
all kinds
okay,
of process and processing in all types of different ways, you know.
Of
all
course.
All kinds of
wherever
different ways.
Wherever there's plastic involved, one of the biggest pollutants in the entire world is plastic residues in the ocean. Complete dead areas in the ocean, which go on for miles and miles of accumulated plastic bottles and jugs and containers and straws, whatever it is, it's plastic, it's emitting, it's releasing tiny, tiny little particles, which end up where? In your testicles.
I didn't even realize that, and that it could be a leading cause of testicular cancer?
Get that.
And by these doctors, not I saying this. And, you know, I'm appreciating the physicians because now this is a top physician. His name is Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt, well known for a successful treatment of neurological illness, Lyme disease, and all of that with integrative medicine. He was originally from Berlin, Germany. Klinghardt practiced medicine in the U.S., has practiced for over 35 years. He also sees patients in England and Switzerland, very big-time doctor. And here is his medical report.
What's he say?
All right. He says, 10 years ago, the average person had 20 toxins over the threshold of detection in their blood. Today, the average is over 500. That's over an increase from 20 toxins to over 500 in 10 years.
Uh-huh.
An indication, says the doctor, showing detoxification is a necessity for everyone, says the doctor. When your body is contaminated with man-made toxins, your body tends to compartmentalize them. Eventually, these compartments reach a certain threshold of toxicity, at which point your immune system can no longer control the microbial growth in that area, resulting in chronic and serious infection. And I want you to talk about this in a second. Two major water-soluble toxins are the vaccine preservative mercury, thimerosal, and dental fillings, you've also pointed out on
that
too.
Right.
And the herbicide glyphosate, which is sequestered in areas such as the kidneys, lungs, and bones. It's everywhere with multitude of cancers. You see, glyphosate, there's even mass class action lawsuits because that poisonous pesticide is everywhere in Roundup and in others. Okay?
In everything.
Examples of fat-soluble toxins are benzene.
Let me interrupt. Why is glyphosate so prevalent? Why are multi-million-dollar lawsuits being filed against Bayer Aspirin Company, because Bayer Drug Company, because they're the ones who control the production of glyphosates, okay?
Yes.
And they give out awards of 400,000, whatever, in thousands of every year. But the government never says stop putting glyphosates on the food supply.
Good, not no. And
why
spray,
does the government
spray,
not
spray.
Do that? Where's the Department of Agriculture?
Exactly.
Where's
right.
the Food and Drug Administration? They're in the back pocket of the glyphosate. Industry.
Exactly. And it's the corruption and evil is beyond belief, okay? And then they go on to say, the doctors go on to say, examples of fat-soluble toxins are benzene derivatives, insecticides, pesticides, and herbicides. They settle in the fatty tissue, which makes them potent neurotoxin, nerve toxins. Since your brain is composed primarily of fat, water and fat-soluble toxins require different methods of detoxification. Okay, strategies are included for the detoxification of glyphosate, aluminum, toxins, and parasites that accumulate and store toxins. And they make that point, and I want you to get into this, but they make this these terrible insecticides and what they do and how they destroy all of the tissues, all right?
Did you know, with all them, the hoopla about you've got to take the latest vaccine. Another vaccine is going to protect you from whatever the condition they're trying to sell. The vaccines contain mercury. Why? Why are they injecting you with mercury in a vaccine? Well, mercury helps the dispersal of the vaccine throughout your system. Isn't mercury a toxic substance? Isn't mercury a brain killer? Isn't mercury a general ill health source? Yes. Why are they putting it in the vaccines? Why are they injecting babies with mercury? Why are they injecting old people with mercury? Why are they injecting anybody with mercury? Because it sells.
That's right.
They scare people enough to think you've got to have the latest vaccine, a flu vaccine, a bird virus vaccine, a COVID-19 vaccine, a polio vaccine. They all contain mercury. Why? Because it's profitable.
You know, it's interesting that you say this, too, because here's an enormous lawsuit we can talk about. AstraZeneca is facing a whopping $255 million compensation to victims that got their COVID injection after they admitted blood clot side effect. But it is the government that will pay because AstraZeneca signed an indemnity deal. Taxpayers are paying the bill.
Yeah.
In the week AstraZeneca
signed a letter of agreement from the government. The government says, you make this, and whatever side effects occur, you're not responsible. You're not responsible for putting poison in people's body. You're not responsible.
No, and in the week that this report showing that AstraZeneca admits in court that their vaccine causes deadly blood clots in the brain, mm-hmm. there's a look at the adverse events reported. 880,000 adverse reactions.
Yep.
And with zillions of deaths. Can you believe this? And
sure.
They continue to go on. And could you read this? This page right here, please, because I just get too upset right here with these, okay?
All right.
Right here.
Right here, as the doctor wrote it, folks. AstraZeneca acknowledged in a February legal document that its vaccine causes a condition called thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, or TTS, okay? Thrombocytopenia syndrome causes patients to suffer blood clots as well as a low blood platelet count, which in cases have seriously harmed and killed recipients of the company's vaccine, for which they're not responsible.
That's okay? What they gave, they let them off of all responsibility.
That's right. The complication was listed as a side effect from the time of the vaccine's release, but AstraZeneca's acknowledgement in February marks the first time the pharmaceutical titan has admitted in court, according to the Telegraph. Due to a bargain AstraZeneca struck with the United Kingdom government at the height of the pandemic to indemnify the drug maker against any potential lawsuits, taxpayers will be on the hook for any payouts resulting from the claims. So the taxpayers are injected with this junk, and the junk kills them or thoroughly cripples them. And then the taxpayers' taxes go up to pay AstraZeneca. Can you get it?
Can you get it? And it's just amazing. And yet we have the power. We have the understanding of what we can do. And we have the understanding of what we can do in everything. And, you know, it's interesting because here we are quoting the doctors. And this is all the thing of Newsmax reporting all of organic foods benefit your brain. We're talking about things that harm the brain. And here they put out a report. Organic foods benefit your brain. Okay, and they talk about brain
foods. Because they're free
of all the junk. That's right. That's what they say. Wild fish is a brain food. They call it a brain food, but it's just one of the best foods for boosting brain power. They say optimum brain health requires essential fatty acids found in abundance in wild fish and supplements, along with a constant supply of other nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. This is the news, okay? Bring the news. This balance of nutrients supports energy production in the brain, which is the command center of the body, and aids cellular repair and neurotransmitter, that's nerve transmitter, from one cell to the next synthesis, boosting memory and cognitive function. And here, they say one of the major things they listen here is curcumin, turmeric. This spice contains a compound called curcumin, which has powerful anti-inflammatory properties that benefit brain health. Research shows that this compound helps stave off Alzheimer's disease. That's one of the main reasons we put that in Pain Power, had that so highly absorption, and Boswellia, and again, the enzymes.
Nattokinase, serratiopeptidase, and Boswellia.
Right, and free of all chemicals and free of all allergens.
That's right.
Good grief. And they talk about the importance of organic foods, organic leafy greens. That's one of the main things we do. Dennis and I have the fresh local organic green juices every single day, and of course have the organic greens too. Okay, organic greens contain kale, spinach, and other collard greens, contain vitamin K, which is crucial for brain function. That's why we also take that. That's a great supplement. Okay? And they require at least 2.5 cups of organic vegetables every day. And one of the things, you know how eggs have gotten such a bad reputation?
Do I ever?
Well, here they're saying here, the specialist, and in the news, that the choline in eggs is necessary for brain development and is a precursor to the neurotransmitter acetylcholine. The eggs also contain all 9 essential amino acids for an ideal protein source that can help slow cognitive decline. And what else is in the egg, in the little membrane that's in the egg?
Well, it's the egg shell membrane.
And tell us, because we also have that as a supplement. Can you tell us about it?
The egg shell membrane is very high in connective tissue recreation capabilities. The eggshell membrane is good for ligaments and tendons and cartilage and bone development, connective tissue. It's all in an eggshell membrane. When you hard boil an egg and you try to peel it, oftentimes the little membrane inside the shell starts to peel away or tear away the white of the egg. It's very concerning to me because I like a hard-boiled egg to look like a hard-boiled egg. I don't want it to be shredded by hanging onto the eggshell membrane. But by eating the eggshell membrane, you create new connective tissue in your body for ligaments and tendons and cartilage and all the good things that keep your bones together, keep your joints functioning the way they should. It's all the eggshell membrane. And you can get the eggshell membrane at Alive and Well. We have it. And I take it every day, of course. But by using it, you create good skin. Skin is also dependent upon connective tissue, connective components, which create the tissue. Eggshell membrane, give it a shot. It's remarkable stuff.
That's exactly right.
It can be taken along with the pain power. Now, here's a point that's very... The pain power puts out the inflammation. The pain power puts out the pain, all right? And by putting out the fire of inflammation and the fire of destruction in your joints or your muscles or your brains, the pain power is rejuvenative in that respect. But by taking the eggshell membrane with the pain power, then you get not only you're putting out the fire with the pain power, but you're rebuilding the connective tissue with the eggshell membrane. They make a wonderful combination.
It's absolutely wonderful, and it really doesn't take very long, and you're recreating the mobility and the flexibility inside those joints.
That's right.
And remember, with any war, there's never only one player, but the tremendous player is the pain power without any side effects, without any chemicals, you know, food allergies, anything like that. What they're doing is stopping the flame of fire, destruction, etc. And then you have that wonderful eggshell membrane, a lovely little buddy, recreating, rebuilding, doing something beautiful that way. Isn't that lovely?
Isn't that incredible? Now, let me go back again. I've said this a million times, but one more time bears repeating. And that is that inflammation works on a cellular level. And again, the cell is invisible. You cannot see a human cell. A skin cell? Huh? What? Where? Oh, a bone cell? I don't see bones. A heart cell? A brain cell? Individually, you can't see them. But individually, they suffer from inflammation. How much of a fire does it take to burn up something that is not as big as a piece of dust?
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Not much. But sugar creates it. And when you amplify the amount of sugar people eat and the corresponding increase in inflammation, it destroys major nerves and connective tissue and throughout your whole body. Inflammation, say all physicians, say all science, chronic inflammation is the source, the creator of all, with a capital A, capital L, capital L, all disease, all ill health is a manifestation of chronic inflammation.
Well,
pain power puts out the fire.
It does. It absolutely does. And you know, here's again another huge medical study, unreal, in the basic topic that we brought up. And here's a big time doctor from the University of Manchester in England and the research team that was reporting on what they had discovered with antipsychotic drugs. Antipsychotic drugs, they say, substantially increase dementia risk, okay? Of many, many, dementia and many other serious health problems, a new medical study warns. And also these dementia patients prescribed these antipsychotics not only have increased risk of dementia, but they have increased risk of stroke, blood clots, heart attacks, heart failure, bone fractures, pneumonia, and kidney damage, researchers reported in the British Medical Journal.
Yep.
Doctors.
Yeah, honey, but they also go on to say the most commonly prescribed antipsychotics were risperidone, quetiapine, haloperidol, and olanzapine. I'm sorry, I'm mispronouncing these words, but I've never read them before. Researchers went on to say, together, these drugs accounted for 80% of all prescriptions. And the antipsychotic, 80% of the prescriptions are these major side effect drugs. Antipsychotics can cause side effects like drowsiness and confusion and shaking, unsteadiness, the Alzheimer's Society says. People taking them also have a higher risk of swollen lower limbs, infections, and blood clots. Impedes circulation, big time. It's swollen lower limbs, accumulation of debris, infections, chronic infections, and blood clots. The blood is clotting, is standing still and clotting. Unbelievable. From the drugs themselves.
It is unbelievable. Something that you've spoken of very, very often are how dangerous heartburn drugs are. And people taking heartburn meds have a higher risk of migraines, a new study show, and other severe headaches. And all classes of acid-reducing drugs, proton pump inhibitors, H2 blockers, antacids, promote an increased risk of migraine and headache, research show. Can you read a little bit more about those medications?
And migraine and headache, but they also stop digestion.
They create rot gut. That's
okay?
Right.
Please, yeah. All right, going on with the article. Given the wide range of acid-reducing drugs and these potential complications with migraine, these results warrant further investigation, said researcher Margaret Slavin, an associate professor of nutrition and food science with the University of Maryland in College Park. These drugs, she says, are often considered to be overprescribed, and new research shows other risks tied to use of proton pump inhibitors, such as increased risk of dementia, Dr. Slavin said.
Wow.
Acid reflux occurs when the stomach acid backs up into the esophagus. Okay. What other holistic physicians say is this. When you're young, you make gobs of digestive enzymes and hydrochloric acid. A six-year-old never has these problems. A 20-year-old never has these problems. But the aging process of by the time people are mid-50s, holistic physicians say their production of digestive enzymes and hydrochloric acid levels have diminished by 70%. 70%. Well, that means you can't digest your food like you do anymore. But then what causes the hyperacidity? If the acid level is low, why do I get an acid burning in my throat, in my chest? Because, say holistic physicians, there's a little muscle, a sphincter muscle at the bottom of your esophagus. Keep in mind, the food goes from your mouth to your throat to your esophagus to the stomach. And that the opening of this, when you swallow, the esophagus opens up and lets the food into the stomach and then closes tightly again if the acid level in the stomach is high. If the hydrochloric acid level in the stomach is not high, this little sphincter muscle at the bottom of the esophagus does not close tightly. And where does that acid go? Up your throat and gives you throat cancer. Well, the doctors have a very good solution. They say take an antacid drug. A Prevacid, a Pepcid, whatever, because that will neutralize the acid in your esophagus, which it does. Thank God, it's a relief. But those same drugs which reduce the acid in your esophagus reduce the acid in your stomach even further. So what do you get? Maldigestion, no digestion, rot gut, stinky farty, irregular bowel functions, all kinds of intestinal, large intestine, small intestine infections. Why? Because the food isn't being digested. It's being sent there to rot. Well, by taking digestive enzymes, say holistic physicians, with hydrochloric acid levels in them, that increases the efficiency of your digestion to what it was when you were 6 years old or 20 years old. And the sphincter, because the acid level is high, that little sphincter muscle at the bottom of your esophagus now closes tight between swallows so the acid can't come up your throat. Voila.
That is terrific. You now have digestion. That is great.
And you now have nutritive absorption.
Wonderful.
You now have recreation of good health-promoting properties.
And you know what? this is in the news, and this is something I want to do. This is a 104-year-old skydiver proving that adventure has no age limit.
You want to skydive at 104?
Well, she looks great, and Dorothy Hoffner, at the remarkable age of 104, soared through the skies, setting a new world record for the oldest skydiver. Her extraordinary jump from 13,500 feet from Skydive Chicago marked a personal milestone, but placed her in the history books. So the Centenarian Skydiving Club, Guinness World Records, is in the process of verifying if Hoffner indeed surpassed the current record held by Unea Ingegard Larsson of Sweden, who skydived at the age of 103. So, wow.
Oh, what a brave gal.
With a promise to jump again in honor, this is really the other one at 103. It said it was a family affair because he wanted to observe by relatives, media, and state officials. But that is really marvelous, Dorothy Hoffner doing this historic dive, and that she could do at 104, flying into the skies. I don't know that I necessarily have to fly into the skies, but that does really inspire me.
What do you want to do to be comparable to it?
What do I want to do that would be comparable to it?
Yeah.
I think maybe jump from one Himalayan mountain to the next. We used to say that at the very, when we know that things are at the end, let's take a Himalayan trip. Okay, I know that there are a lot of wonderful things in the Himalayas, but maybe jump from one to the next.
From jumping from one Himalayan peak to another, you got to climb the peak.
Can
you make it up there at 103?
Well, I think I'm taking all the right supplements to do it. They didn't think with my asthma and allergies and all my sicknesses I'd last past the early 20s, but thank God. God for all the great nutrients and things we learned, that I have more than lasted with that, and I'm very, very grateful.
Praise God.
Absolutely.
I hope you can drag me up there with you.
I want you to dance up the mountain. You have to dance up the mountain. Okay. I'll have you on a one. I'll be flying up there, but I'll have a big long rope for you, and you have to dance up the mountain while I fly.
If you're flying, I'll be dancing.
I promise. I'll fly if you'll dance.
At 103,
it's a deal.
104.
We have a witness, because whenever you make a deal, there has to be a witness. Gary is our boychik, and he is a witness to that.
But we can say right here and now, at 103, we repeat it at 104, and we repeat it again at 105.
And you're dancing all the time?
I am dancing nonstop.
I think that we're going to see, we're going to hear the applause of Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly, okay?
Not applause. They're going to be gasping.
They're going to be gasping and dancing around you and with you.
Good Lord.
Okay. But I love that picture. She looks terrific, that 104-year-old skydiver. Yeah. So if you want to, I can't promise that you're going to be breaking world records by skydiving at 104. Neither can you, Dennis. There's certain things we can't. But you're going to feel wonderful, have a terrific everything, be alive and well to the max, come into Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, and experience all the wonders, the Broth Cafe. Call the 877-4950, and you can have all your food ready for you. Have a party with that instead of garbage. Get the real healthy organic foods that are delicious and great prices. And call and make a time, Dennis or with me. We love to sit down with you, no charge, nothing like that. And, we love and care for you, okay? That's the way it is at Alive and Well.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.